help me, then he should be given up. So, it has been told, he quoted so many slokas. And second paristhiti, if at the time of taking diksha, at that time my Gurudev, that to whom I took diksha, he was really Vaishnava, following line, Madhyam Adhikari. And he knew so many good tattvas, Krishna tattva, Maya tattva. But after some time he was in the association of any Mayabadi, Sahajiya or anything else. Now he is not chanting. And after that he became to criticize Vaishnava. Even not accepting Guru Parampara. Then what should we do? At once he should give up. Like what? Stool. If anyone give up a stool, becomes very happy. And fresh, feels fresh. So giving up all these kangaroos, he will be very, very happy. But if he is following all these things, he is in the line of Gurudev, chanting, remembering. But he is not so much learned that he can give you Krishna Tattva. Then don't give up. Having so much honor for him, take his permission. And by his permission you should go to associate with high class of Vaishnava. He will order you to go, permit you to go. And if not permission, then you should think that he is also in the among kangaroos. And you should give up. This is the thing. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told all things what we want. So read, at once you should read. At once, I request you all to read it. Now, Sannyasi Thakur, his career was, character was so high, very high. He was Brahma, he knowing Brahma Tattva. Brahma Tattva means what is transcendental and what is
material.
And now on this is called Brahmanistha. What is Brahmanistha? In Gita it has been told, Brahma Bhuta. Prasannatma, nasochati, na kamsa, sama, sarvesh bhutesu, mad bhaktim labhate pram. Can you explain the meaning? Give hint to him. What is the meaning? Brahma bhuta prasannatma.
Upon reaching the transcendental platform, one immediately becomes prasannatma, jolly, transcendental. He neither laments nor does he desire anything. He is equally disposed to all living beings. At such a state of consciousness, he is perfect. Yes, legible. He sees equally everyone in this on this platform of consciousness. So therefore he sees everyone as spirit soul, he's not affected by the mundane world, and he has connection with the upper world.
You more.
So in this verse Krishna is telling us that person who has attained such a high level, as we heard from Prajwala Prabhu, this person now is actually the proper candidate to receive or enter into the realm of parabhakti, madhavaktim lavate param. But how does that will happen? How will he get the chance and opportunity to enter in the realm of devotion? Only if he gets the association of high advanced bona fide Vaishnavas. If he does not get the opportunity to associate with pure Vaishnavas, there is all chance that he can lean towards impersonalism and go in a completely opposite direction. So it's very important that his point, he should seek association of bona fide sadhus.
No sochati. What meaning no sochati? If anything has gone, he lost. His position, his wealth, reputation, everything he lost. But no lamentation. If he is homeless, he becomes very happy. oh, now I'm okay. If wife, oh, divorce. Oh, very good, very good. I wanted before, but she has done well. So in any case, he will not be unhappy. Na kankshati. He never wants anything worldly desire. Only wants what? Oh, association of high class of Vaishnava always. To serve them, especially serving what thing? Their words coming from there. Tasmin mahan mukharita madhubhish charitra piyusha ashesha sarita. From the mouth of a high class devotee, always a river, continuously flowing, of nectar, river coming. No end, no end at all. More coming. And if anyone will take bath in that, he will be purified. All kinds of unhappiness, difficulty, sorrow, problems of the life will go forever. And then he will come in this position. In what position? Na sochati, na kankshati. Samasarvesh bhuteshu. And then he will enter in the realm of pure bhakti, prema bhakti. So now he has done first stage. What first stage? Na sochati, na kankshati, samasarvesh bhuteshu, because all were Brahma. But now on this nishtha, what? Krishna prem, past times, leela nishtha has. Who is Krishna? How he plays in Vrindavan? How he is beautiful? How he is attractive? All he wants to know. So now this nishtha has taken place. He has come. Why? How it came? In the association of? Really it will come. If by the any association, he is always in association of a high class Vaishnava. Can he go down? A desire for marriage will come or not? For a lust? Never and never. Never it. If coming, he is defending being with him. Not associating. So must something come from that guru. So his guru is very powerful. Very, very powerful. So now desire to serve Krishna is coming. One day in very morning, Brahma Muhurta, 1:36 before sunrise. It may be called Arunodaya. Not sun has come, but darkness has about to go. Babaji was sitting near Tulasi. Tulsi was very bigger, very, yes, there on a Kushasan. Or Balkalasana. Balkalasana, you know? Banana leaf. Made of banana leaf. He was sitting. And doing? Name. How many rounds he used to do? 2 lakhs. So from very morning he has done. Name can be done even by taking bath, without taking bath, no hurt. Even sitting on bed, walking even, but try to be seated. And pure mind, one-pointed mind, Yusuf Chand, Hare Krishna. What doing? Remembering the pastime of Gauranga Chandra and Krishna Chandra both at a time, Yusuf do. He was doing, and what he was thinking. Now it is time, at that time was what? Morning time, before sunrise. And Krishna and Radha were with so many gopis in the kunja, Saket kunja. and all Sakhis were shunning them. At once, and he was remembering that pastime, very sweet pastimes in morning. So he was remembering. He was saying that all the gopis were shunning him in so many ways. So, at that time, the old monkey of Radhika, he saw that old Jatila is coming. They should go to their homes. So quickly he told, Jatila, Jatila. Oh, you are very tricky. So, Jatila is coming to give you some reward because you are very great cheater. So, wait a little and she is coming with bamboo stick and be here, seated. And he say, he'll come. Oh, hearing she, this, oh, all became disappointed. Oh, Jatila is coming. So, we should try to go very soon toward. At that time, Babaji Maharaj was hearing. There was no monkey there. Nothing. But he heard the sound. And he told, oh, Anang Manjari is telling. Oh, make this
old monkey,
oh, to be silent, not to
disturb,
because Radha and Krishna are sleeping here. Don't disturb. So, Raman Manjari, you should go and tell and stop that monkey to do that. He was not telling to anyone, but Sannyasi Thakur was there. And he was eager to know all these things. So when Babaji Maharaj told, closing eyes, oh Raman Manjari, you should go and tell monkey not to disturb. Oh, he knew that, oh, my Gurudev is giving, directing me, that your name is transcendental name, your Siddha Deh name is Raman Manjari. And my service is to serve Radha and Krishna conjugal, that anyone should not disturb by fanning, by chamering, by all things. For a moment. And then, oh, Babaji Maharaj, Prem Das Babaji, became senseless. Senseless. Rolling down on the ground. Now he, Sannyasi Maharaj, knew his Siddhane. Oh, this is the line. Don't be like Sahajiya. No qualification. Avastha nahi aayi. So many worldly desires are sense gratification, calm and crowd, lust and anger in your heart. Oh, you cannot forcibly bring all these things. Don't do. Chant name, serve your Gurudev, very patiently. And you're doing, Gurudev will himself tell you all these things, if you are qualified. And if you are not qualified, unfortunately you will take Siddha Deh, or then you will be ruined for nothing. Now, oh, cuckoos are singing. Peacocks are dancing. And sun is coming now. Now he gradually, Sannyasi Maharaj began to chant Hare Krishna, some loudly. And these words went in the ear of Prem Das Babaji. And he opened, oh, where I am? What doing? Oh, this is bhajan. We should try to enter. Now, he began to again chant Hare Krishna. And remembering same thing. We should try to know all these things and do bhajan accordingly. Don't go to collect money, to collect any position or lady friend, boyfriend. Don't go this. You are then Oh, well, you are hog and pigs. They can enjoy better than us. Why now? If you are married, no harm. Be with her, like a brahmachari. Both. And do bhajan. This is it. One kirtan. Who will do?
Shri Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Shri Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govind Jai 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 Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govind Jai Shri Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Jai Jai Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Jai Jai Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Jai Jai Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Jai Jai Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 O Jai Jai Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Bolo Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Govind Jai Jai Govind Jai Jai Gopal Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Govind Jai 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 Radhe 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 Jai Radhe 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 Jai Radhe 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 Jai कुसुम सरोवर राधा कुंड पे श्याम कुंड पे जयवर वन में मोर कुटी पे जय मान कुटी पे जय राधे राधे जय राधे राधे
He did pranam and told, I want to know something. Please, if I am qualified, then you can give answer. And if not, it depends on fully on you. If I am qualified, why? You should answer. His Gurudev became very happy. When I joined much my spiritual life with Gurudev, I never become silent. Something asking. So many questions. And he never became
disturbed.
He became always very happy, and patiently he used to satisfy me by his answers. By logic. He never used so much slokas running after him, following him, only logic, so many kinds of it. Param Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj and my Guru Maharaj, always with logic, so many logics. Sometimes Siddhar Maharaj used to defeat my Gurudev, and my Gurudev sometimes answering his questions and defeated him, and like this, sometimes balance there, sometimes balance here. And all other devotees used to hear very patiently and enjoying their discussion. So, his guru became very happy. He asked a question. There is one God. No? All that. All living entities have come from him. I know that the religion should be one of whole world, because God is one and we are all souls, so this dharma should be one. But I see that there are so many differences everywhere in dharma, so many very high learned scholars, they are preaching about dharma, religion, but different modes, their teachings are different. So I want to know, what is really the dharma of living entity? And why these gurus, acharyas, are explaining in different ways? If the religion in one is one without second, why they are not preaching one religion. So, Shankaracharya had told another thing, Srila Vyasadeva had told something. Oh, not Buddha. Before that, Sad Darshanacharya, Jaimini, Kapil. Why they have told like so? Even why Christians have different opinion? We different. Muslim, kill all those who are not Muslim. All they are kafir. So that must be killed. And that is now a big problem. What name? Laden or? Taliban and Laden. They want to make whole world, universe, even sun and moon and everyone to Muslim. And if they are not, then kafir and they should be killed. Oh, this is the problem now. Biggest problem. After hearing his question, Babaji became very happy. Very good question, very good question. Oh, you are very fortunate. I'm not perfect, but as much I know, I'm telling you, a guru cannot tell that I'm perfect. Only who is perfect? Pure perfect, Krishna. And he has told all these things in Gita. And this is the real dharma, transcendental dharma of all the jivas in whole world universe. Only one that. He had not told Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma, Brahma dharma and what others. He has told dharma of religion of living entity. So, have a book? You should tell that chapter.
Paramahansa Babaji Maharaj meditated upon the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chaitanya and began to speak. O most fortunate one, I shall describe to you the principles of dharma as far as my knowledge allows. An object is called a vastu, and its eternal nature is known as its nitya dharma or eternal religion. Nature arises from the elementary structure of an object. By Krishna's desire, when an object is formed, a particular nature is inherent in that structure as an eternal concomitant factor. This nature is the nitya dharma of the object.
Today is drama play any? Only 5 minutes. I wanted that good drama plays like Bejar and in India. Not today? Not today. What? No. That should be ready. When Aranya Maharaj and Arsam Maharaj left drama play and all things go in ruin. At that time drama of very high class of drama. And qualified person used to do. What he told? Without any help of book, you should tell. The essence of that thing. Understand me? So that very simple language that all can understand.
Premdas Babaji is explaining what is dharma. Nitya dharma is the eternal nature of any object. An object is called a vastu, something that exists. At the time that it comes into existence, the concomitant factor of its existence, along with it coming into existence, it has a nature. This nature is called the eternal nature of that thing. There are two things that are eternal, or Vastava Vastu. One is God Himself, Krishna Himself, and one is the Jiva. Everything material is called avastava vastu, or temporary. But even material things have their eternal nature, and the living entity also has his eternal nature. When that eternal nature is covered by some artificial circumstance, like we come to this material world, our eternal nature as servant of Krishna is covered, and we begin to identify with this body. I am Australian, I'm a lady, I'm a man, I'm a kangaroo, or anything. So that distorted nature, which is not the actual nature of the jiva, after some period of time, we think that that is the eternal nature, but that is the illusion. Just like water is the eternal, liquidity is the eternal nature of water. Under certain circumstances, like severe heat or severe cold, that liquidity or that water becomes distorted and it looks like it's ice or it looks like it's steam. It's not really, it's water, but after seeing it for some period of time, we think this is ice or this is steam. Similarly, having been in this material world since time immemorial, we accept some temporary nature as ourselves, whereas actually our Nitya Dharma, eternal nature, is to serve Krishna. So that religion which teaches that we are the eternal servant of Krishna and gives the proper philosophy of the soul, that is the one Dharma, Sanatan Dharma, or eternal service of Krishna.
Thank you. Try to understand. There are two things. One, Jada and Chetan. Jada and Chetan. What?
One is conscious, one is unconscious.
Unconscious. What we see from eyes, what we feel from our intelligence, what we can touch, we can see, we can hear, all are what? They are not transcendental. They are jada, material. And those things which are not seen by these eyes, but there is existence. Eternal existence forever. No change. No change. And those who have free willing independence, oh, these are Chetan, consciousness. What I told Prabhu? What I told? You, Prabhu? What I told?
Just very quickly. That all that can be perceived with the eye and the senses is actually not conscious. It is unconscious. It is not spirit. Because the senses...
What we are seeing, oh you all, this body, is not...
It is not conscious. We can't perceive spirit with our working senses. The spirit lies beyond our working senses. All we're seeing is the material form.
Yes. Like... An ant, very small, but they have free will. And they can realize happiness and sorrow, everything. This body never, because soul is here, that is why we are feeling something. We are walking and doing so many things. But if no soul is there, we cannot realize anything. So free will, independence will, and the anubhuti of sukh and dukh, experience of happiness and sorrow, suffering. Where there is this is called concept. This concept things are two. One soul and other is super soul. These souls are told, eternal servant, part and parcel. And super soul is called Supreme Lord, Krishna himself. So there is a relation between these souls and whether they will be in India or in America, Australia, Africa, New Zealand, here and there. Even in China, Russia. There is no two gods. Australian God, Indian God, Christian's God, Buddha's God. Buddha is no God. They have no soul. How they are living, they cannot know. They are like mad persons, mad dogs. Always busy. But for what he is busy, he has no life of goal. He is running on the road very quickly. I told that, where you are going? I have not time to go. And he went some this destination and he saw a milestone and he quickly passed the urine and quickly turned. Where you are going? I have no time to tell. So we are like that. Buddhas are like this. But there is no goal, no life, nothing. But nowadays, Buddha, Buddha means going on here and there. Because all one sense gratification. So dog like and bitches, they always like doing it. So all are appreciating and all are attracting in both the dharma. But I pray you all not to go there. This is the assemblance of all mad persons. So, what I was telling, I forget. So, there are no Indian gods separate, English and Christians and all others. God is one. And where all the living entity are all souls. No difference between here souls and in dogs, in cats, in rats, in ants. Even in grasses and creepers, same soul is there. By their past activities, they are in different species of life and they are taking the fruit of what they have done. They have forgotten Krishna. So, the relation between super soul and these souls, part and parcel, is called prem. Only prem, nothing else. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this love and affection, prem to this world, whole world. And this is really the reason of whole universe, whole living entity. And we have forgotten, and that is why we are suffering so much. And you will have to suffer. So try to chant more, to be attracted, and to associate more, that in very this life, you should give up all these things and be happy forever. So he is telling all these things. Today, we are stopping our classes, finishing our classes. So one kirtan should be done and she should be ready to dance for a moment. Gaur Premanande. Without love of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only to give this love and affection to all. He gave to tigers and bears in the way to Vrindavan. He gave love and affection to trees and creepers even, to Jagai and Madhai. So, I have come only to remember you to be happy like this and follow that very religion.
Hare Krishna. Short announcement. Oh, you should make a prayer very soon. And
Shamarani
very soon.
Didi, she is asking, requesting.
What she will do?
Any devotees who are available, who has interest and time, help her please. She is transcribing all Gurudev's lectures, making them available to distribute on internet. We request you, anyone who wants to help can contact Srimati Shamarani Didi and Radhika Dasi. Where is Radhika Dasi? Raise your hand. They will be very happy, and you will be also very happy to realize this nectar day and night like Shamarani Didi. Thank you. Then Prabhu, another short announcement. Sunday morning, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday morning, anyone who has requested for Diksha will come on Sunday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. Thank you.
For the pleasure of Srila Gurudev and all assembled Vaishnavas, Srimati Gopali Devi Dasi has been training the young ladies of the community here over the last few months in a very nice Vedic Natika, or spiritual dance depicting the pastimes of Sri Krishna and Srimati Radhika and all gopis. We beg all the Vaishnavas to please forgive us for any discrepancy in our performance. Our desire is only to give pleasure to the Vaishnavas. So this dance is depicting Sri Krishna playing on his transcendental flute and attracting all gopis and Srimati Radhika to come and dance and play with him in the forest of Vrindavan. So without further ado, we'll adjust our positions, and if someone could turn the lights out in the back, then this play will go for about 5 minutes. Then afterwards, after Srila Gurudev has finished, we will have Gaura Aarti here, and then Prasadam back at the temple in Brisbane Street. Jai Gaura Premanandi, Hari Bol.